First of all, Andy, we are previewing the big quarterfinal match. It happens this Saturday against Liverpool in the National Cup. Just how much are you looking forward to it?
Oh, we're all really, really excited. It's a big day for our club. It's a very prestigious competition and we can't wait for it, really.
And obviously, it's a brilliant chance. You're not that far away from getting to Twickenham. What would that mean if you got to the final?
Two games away, but we'll take each game as it comes. As I say, we've got a big game on Saturday, but Twickenham's the headquarters of the rugby union, really, so it'd be fantastic to get there. We got there in 1998. It'd be fantastic to go back again with the group of players that we've got now.
Obviously, though, it's a tough game against Liverpool. Just how are you going to go into it? Is it a case that you're just going to take it like you would any other game?
Yeah, basically, we play in Yorkshire 2, which is a very competitive league. We think that gives us a good grounding to put in a good performance. And we respect Liverpool, they're top of their league, and we're going to give it our best shot.
And obviously it could be a game where the home fans really do get behind the side and prove to maybe be the difference.
Hopefully. We like to call Blue Hill Lane our fortress. We've got a very good home record there. We've only lost once this season. The crowd are very, very vocal and get behind us, and we're hoping they will be our 16th man.
And just looking at the league table as well, doing so well and not far away from getting promotion. You're third place at the minute, but obviously it's a case that there are two sides above you. But is promotion the aim this season?
Possible. We are 7 points behind West Park Leeds. There's an outside chance if they slip up and we keep winning, we could nick that second spot. But we'll take it, you know, we'll take that if it comes. But more importantly, we've got to concentrate on Saturday and try and get in the semi-final.
And just looking at, just back to the league and the incredible run the side's gone on, I know that you suffered your first defeat in 11 recently, you then gained a win last weekend. Just what do you think has been behind such a good run?
Basically, it's down to the hard work that the players are putting themselves. We've got a really good set of lads, we're all young lads, have all come through the system together. A high percentage of our first team, I think it's three quarters of that team, have come through the junior section. They've all worked hard together. They all put the grafting on the training field. And it's just come together. We do get a little bit of help coaching-wise from a player from Yorkshire Carnegie called Nathan Hannay. He's a bit of a difference. Brought us that bit of professionalism. But it's all just sort of come together, really.
And also looking at how West Leeds is growing, you've got a second and third team out there as well. Just what does that mean to the side to have two other sides as well?
Oh, it's fantastic. The second team have got stronger as the year's gone on. They've got a good link with the universities. Got a lot of new players there. And we've just started on the third team. We've just relaunched the third team as a social side recently. So the club's in a very, very exciting times. And we're getting stronger and stronger, which is fantastic for the first team.
And Andy, anyone listening to this that might think, well, I think I'm going to go down on Saturday, where do they need to go to see a great game of rugby?
Oh, everybody's welcome. 2:30 kick-off. If anybody wants to follow us on Twitter as well, at West Leeds RUFC, we're supporting the flat cap. So if anybody wants to wear the Yorkshire flat cap, take a picture, post it on Twitter and get behind us.
Well, Andy, we wish you at Radio Yorkshire the very best of luck for that game.
Thank you very much. We're going to do our utmost to get to that semi. Thanks a lot, and hopefully people will come and support us.